This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Tim Ferguson used to be a stand-up comedian with a hugely popular group, Doug Anthony All Stars. These days, he describes himself as a sit-down comedian. He's been living with multiple sclerosis for the past 30 years and uses a wheelchair to get around. But that hasn't held him back. The Doug Anthony All Stars are going from strength to strength. Last year, they actually took out the top gong at the Edinburgh Fringe. Tim Ferguson joins us ahead of his appearance at the Southwest Disability Expo, which is coming up this Friday and Saturday. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Katrina.
How exciting to be the hit of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival 30 years after your first appearance there. That was sort of really where it all started for you with Doug Anthony All Stars, wasn't it, in the UK?
Yeah. We sort of cracked the UK first and then Australia fairly quickly cottoned on. But, it's been great fun the last couple of years going back and causing trouble again and, you know, ruffling feathers, treading on toes, generally letting Paul McDermott and Paul Livingston, you know, run riot.
Yeah, you had 10...
I sort of roll riot.
You had 10 years touring and performing with, I think, Paul McDermott and Richard Feidler in your first go at Doug Anthony All Stars. What are your best memories from that time, Tim?
Well, it was... Some of it's hard to remember, only because it was just happening all so fast. And I'm not always one to recall things. I had to write a memoir called Carry a Big Stick. And it was actually quite difficult because, you know, nobody wrote diaries. Yeah, I look forward to the moment when my life flashes before my eyes.
What precipitated your group splitting up after that first 10 years of Doug Anthony All Stars?
Well, we never stopped working. We didn't take breaks. Mm-hmm. We, you know, would stop for a couple of days at Christmas and then do, you know, New Year's Eve parties, and the whole thing would start again. And one of the elements was, apart from the more rational and self-serving people around us, was that my wheels started to kind of come off. And I noticed I've got this. There's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with Tim, I thought. Then a couple of times, like, the left side of my body decided it just wasn't going to work at all. Hmm. And so I thought, well, there's something wrong here. And went and saw a specialist. The specialist said, well, this lifestyle is not conducive. What's your lifestyle? And I said, I'm a Doug Anthony All-Star. And he said, oh, yes, I've seen you on the BBC, very Australian. His advice was, you can't do this anymore.
When did you get the diagnosis that you had MS?
Oh, that was many years later. The beauty of MS is it comes and goes, and it's called relapsing remitting MS. And so a lot of people may have MS and just never know it. It's just every once in a while they get one of the thousands of different symptoms. So I just sort of let it roll. And I was making network television, you know, making Don't Forget the Toothbrush and
yeah,
all that stuff. So I just kind of let it roll on, but it became very clear that that this thing was going to have a mind of its own.
So you mentioned that you had that sort of one side of your body just not working. What other symptoms did you experience?
Oh, well, you know, you feel like your head's on fire, and it's like it's actually on fire, and... one time my face went numb just when I was presenting at the Logie, so I had to give a deadpan performance, again, without anybody knowing what was going on. Mm. By that stage, I knew I had multiple sclerosis, so I didn't really care because I figured, well, it's one thing. I thought it was 100 other things, so I'll just keep ploughing on. And I'm still, you know, ploughing on. We put the All-Stars back together and, you know, I'm making movies and TV shows and running around the world telling people how to be funny.
Tim, what was your reaction though when you first found out, when you first got that diagnosis? What was going through your head then?
Well, I was kind of relieved in a way because it had been all these different things and buzzing, ringing, burning, tingling, slackness, numbness, and it was kind of comforting to find out that it was just one thing.
Okay.
And I got great faith in modern medicine to be able to, you know, keep me upright, and I was right. It has.
And what impact does MS have on your everyday life now?
Well, it slows me down a bit, Katrina, that's about it.
Yeah.
So I've got to plan things a bit more carefully because I use a wheelchair now because my legs are totally useless. My legs are like they're made in Mildura. They're just completely, moronic. But apart from that, everything else works fine, so I can function perfectly well as, you know, a teacher, producer, writer, or whatever it might be.
Mm. Has it stopped you doing anything that you've wanted to do?
No, not really. I'm doing everything. In fact, I'm doing too much. I mean, people say, you're amazing, the things you do. I shouldn't even be doing all the stuff I do if I was walking around.
Yeah, exactly.
Normally,
yeah.
But it's just...
it's your personality. It's probably how you were before MS and it's how you still are after MS.
Yeah. If you're driven, then you just got to keep driving. And I could lie around moping and hopefully, you know, have a couple of days over Christmas where I could just lie around, watch television and mope.
Yeah. So, Tim, it was International Day of People with a Disability on Sunday. What do you think is the biggest misconception that you have to overcome about living with a disability?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is, as the new All-Stars show shows, that disability, like anything else that's a bit scary, can be funny. And usually you find people get a little bit awkward. If they meet a person who's got, you know, vision problems, people will be like, oh no, and I said the wrong thing. Why? Well, I kept saying, well, can't you see my point? It's like, oh my God, I said see again and again. But of course, a person who does have visibility problems has made all the jokes.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And usually they're the first one to make the jokes. I got a friend in WA, Jessica Maloney, who is, you know, she doesn't see much at all. She's the first one. She's hilarious. So that's one thing, is that you can relax around people with disabilities in terms of saying the wrong thing, because the chances are, you know, they've heard it or they've thought of it and they've learned to find it, you know, amusing, at least to a degree. They're certainly not offended by it.
Yeah, that's probably true. Although my brother has cerebral palsy and people still talk to him like he's stupid all the time and it really annoys me. You know, they talk to him like he can't understand. Yeah.
And it's one of the great misunderstandings about CP is that the whole thing must be broken.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
A person's body isn't working, and if their speech isn't so good, people figure they've got to talk louder.
Yeah.
Maybe he's deaf as well. And they'll talk slower.
Yeah, that's
they'll
right.
repeat themselves.
How like, are you?
Yeah, people assume everything's broken if one thing's broken.
Yeah. Tim, it's been lovely chatting to you. I can't let you go without asking you about your Star Wars toy collection.
Before I go, the first thing I've got to say is don't forget that thanks very much for the plug about the Disability Expo, the Southwest Disability Expo. Got to get along to this thing. It's really quite extraordinary. It gives a chance for people, like if you've got a disability or if you're just interested in it, for people to find out more about the NDIS that they're paying for, you might as well. It gives a chance for people with a disability to meet the people who make the products, the wheels, the motors, the machines, to all get together and see what's out there. You know, I'll be there making a fool of myself, so at least come along so you can throw tomatoes at me.
Sure.
But it's free. You get to see me free. So the most expensive thing is the tomatoes. Star Wars collection, you know, I became obsessed for a while, and then that while turned into 30 years of being obsessed with having all the Star Wars toys.
Mm. Well, in my house I have a 42-year-old kid and a 10-year-old kid who are both obsessed with Star Wars. So I thought I'd ask you, like, what's your favourite piece out of all those figurines and stuff that you've got?
Oh, I've got a troop carrier, which is the daggiest and most cumbersome Star Wars toy. It's completely useless. It couldn't fly if it wasn't a Star Wars vehicle. And I've always liked the fact that it's just such an unlikely an unlikely vehicle.
Okay. How many pieces have you got in your collection? Have you counted them?
Oh, I can't count them. Okay. And what would it mean if I was counting them? That would only be to show off, and I don't want to show off because I understand how daggy it is. If you've got someone in your house who collects Star Wars toys, stop them. Tell them to give them to me. Can you see how that works?
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. I've been speaking with Doug Anthony All-Star, Tim Ferguson. He is appearing at the Southwest Disability Expo. It's on December 8 and 9 at the Whitlam Leisure Centre. Get the details, southwestdisabilityexpo.com.au. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.